welcome to another episode of a podcast about music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Eric.
And I'm the other host, Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
What is new?
Really nothing much. It's been yet another interesting week. I think that's kind of to be expected, at least in the United States. But certain things have happened that kind of make me scratch my head and say, deja vu much. So,
Logan, yeah. there's a band, well, a group that we're not going to cover ever, but they had this song, Things That Make You Go,
What was that?
Things That Make You Go,
What was that group?
I have no idea. It's kind of like a national anthem right now.
Yeah, I think...
A most curious time, if you will.
I think what you're talking about is probably Things That Make You Go, by CNC Music Factory.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so that's the
one. So today we are not talking about CNC Music Factory.
I don't think we ever will, to be honest. Here it is. Yeah, I mean, we could one day, but today we're not.
Nah, I mean, if we run out of music to talk about, which I hope we will never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, their most popular song.
Okay, that's a great song. I'll give you that much.
It's a good one, how have you been this week, Eric?
Same thing, Logan. It's a very interesting time in our nation.
It's a dynamic time.
For those of you around the earth who aren't familiar with what's going on in America, we're approaching the end of a presidential cycle.
Yeah, we are.
That pretty much says
it
all, right?
Preparing for another.
Yeah, that's all. Just an interesting time.
And certain people are all for it, and certain people don't seem to even agree with the facts. Yeah. So.
And a small fringe group is acting like a bunch of lunatics.
Yeah. Well, that is for my podcast about politics, which will be for another time. But Eric, I had an idea for this episode. We're about halfway through January. Today is January 16th. And
of which year?
2021.
2021.
I think we should start a segment that comes but once a year called the Halfway Through January Reflection Period. And that's
Logan.
January for those who heard me call it January.
You had
so that was
at,
on me.
You had me at January.
Or January. But yeah, the Halfway Through January Reflection Period. It's going to be real exciting. What we'll do is take a few seconds to just sit and reflect on what year it's been so far.
Can we do this reflection internally? As in, we don't have to
say
much out loud.
Yeah, I just need to prepare for
something. Kind of like, let's meditate upon halfway through January.
Yeah.
By the way, we're not going to have to do this again for another year, right?
Nope, just 1 year. And that's really
I feel like I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Yeah, me too. All right, here we go. Think about what has happened so far and just really reflect.
So, folks,
here we go.
Welcome to
Halfway Through January Reflection Period. Wow. How delightful.
Logan, I'm not sure what catharsis means.
But I think we just demonstrated
the word cathartic.
That was definitely cathartic.
It was cathartic. Yeah. It was healing. Maybe. I do know what it means, but wow.
I had no idea that
half of January meant so much to me.
Neither did I. I really got a chance to find myself. And I set my intentions for the year to come. And what's more, I really found a sense of community in those 23 seconds.
Logan,
it was just beautiful.
I like to push and push back, but that seemed like one of the closest times I've ever gotten to the true meaning of half of January.
Oh yeah, 100%. I didn't achieve it last 50%, year.
50%, but yeah.
50% done with January, but 100% sure. Done with half of it. So, glass half full, you know?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah,
well, I'm real relaxed and ready to start the show. If I have your blessing, I'd love to... I think
the show's about over, Logan.
Oh, for our listeners, it might be.
We will dispense with this portion of the show and trade it in for the end.
Yeah, well, see you next week. Okay. we're talking about Coldplay this week. This was an anonymous listener suggestion.
So, really? Anonymous?
Well, yeah, really? I used an anonymous platform to gather some suggestions, and we talked about this.
Of our faithful listeners suggested Coldplay.
Yeah.
Who is this band? I haven't even heard of them.
Well, Coldplay surfaced in 2000 with the breakthrough single Yellow. They're a British group, and they quickly became one of the biggest acts of the early 21st century, honing a blend of introspective Britpop and anthemic rock that helped push the band to the top of the album charts worldwide.
Logan, mm-hmm. I know nothing about Coldplay, but I will admit I have heard them.
Yeah, me too.
Do they have, like, one member who is more instrumental than the others in keeping the band together, or maybe writing the music? I really don't know.
Well, I was about to say who the band members are and what they do, so I'll tell you about that right now. The band members include vocalist, rhythm guitarist, and pianist Chris Martin, lead guitarist Johnny Buckland,
gotcha. Yeah,
bassist Guy, or Guy, as Guy, we say in France, yeah, Gaia Guy Berryman, and drummer Will Champion, I guess, yeah, Champion, yeah. Will Champion, or
Champion,
as we say in France. They met at the University College London and began playing music together from 1996 to 1998, first calling themselves Pectorals, and then Starfish, that's Pectorals with a Z, and then Starfish, before finally changing their name to Coldplay. Their creative director and former manager, Phil Harvey, is also often referred to as the fifth member of the band.
So, hang on, you said 1996 to 1998?
Yeah, that's kind of when
two to 3 years?
Well, that was in the beginning when they called themselves Pectorals and Starfish. They've been active since then, but not as Coldplay. They are active,
right?
Yeah.
Are mm-hmm. they still now?
I mean, shows aren't happening in many places right now.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Faux show. They just released a single on December 21st of 2020, and it's called Flags.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool. Very ambitious.
Yeah, that's...
Well, they have some popular songs.
I know I've heard this band Coldplay a number of times. I know I've tapped my foot and sang along.
I've heard it played in the cold many a time. You know, out in the cold, it plays.
Yeah.
We call it a Coldplay.
That's a great
of Coldplay.
Coldplay on words.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so want to hear some of their hit songs? And these will be linked below,
I'd love to hear about them, but I don't want to get in trouble here with the FCC or whoever.
Yeah, I feel like these, out of some of the artists we've covered as of late, these songs are very popular. Like,
yeah.
In terms of they'd be picked up very quickly by either bots or actual people listening. So I'm not going to play any of these, but again, feel free to check them out in the show notes. All right. Our first hit song is Viva La Vida. Arguably
Viva
their most
La
popular song.
Vida? The Isn't that playing. An Elvis song?
Mm,
oh, no,
they
that was
cover
Viva
it.
Las Vegas.
Yes, yeah.
For a different webisode.
We've never talked about Elvis, have we?
Who's Elvis?
Well, that's for another webisode, I guess. They also put out the song Yellow, and that was a big success for them.
I know you mentioned that song earlier. I'm pretty sure I don't know what that song is, but perhaps if I heard it, I would know it.
I don't know. I took a listen. You might know it, but I feel like all these are super popular, but I feel like you've heard definitely Viva La Vida and maybe our third and final suggestion of the night, or whenever you're listening to this, which is Clocks.
So, Logan.
Yeah.
You may have noticed we just took a quick break for station identification.
Although the audience may not have noticed that because of how skillfully blended it was.
Wow, how about that editing process,
artfully,
folks?
Artfully, yeah. If you didn't notice, go back and try to find the cut.
I've been called out for urgent business.
Mm-hmm.
I've been given
risky business. If
two and a half minutes by my employer
producer,
2.5 extra minutes. I have to get on here in 2 minutes and 12 seconds now.
What do you
Logan?
Say we do a lightning round, real or fake?
Real or fake? I can hit you with summarize mine. It. You're going to have to read yours to thin air because I'm going to be out of here in now a minute and 53 seconds. Logan?
Yeah.
We're doing world records tonight.
Okay.
Is everyone familiar with real or fake?
All right.
One story is real, one's fake.
Under 2 minutes.
But this one is all about world records. An Indian athlete just set the record for 4-finger push-ups. How many 4-finger push-ups could you do in 1 minute, Logan?
Probably like...
Do you know what 4-finger means?
Four total.
Total. That's 2 on each hand.
I could probably do about 5.
Correct. Yeah. This athlete did...
Very hard.
220 in 1 minute.
Skilled.
220 4-finger push-ups in 1 minute.
His fingers have a six-pack.
That's story number one. Story number two. A woman swam 280 feet under ice.
Wow.
To set a record for swimming under ice.
Hmm. So I think the first story is false.
Yes, why?
Why, it seems unlikely.
Well, let's give credit where credit's due. Yekaterina Nekrasova, 40, aged 40, swam under...
Is she Russian?
Doesn't matter. She's from Moscow, so sure.
Yeah,
she swam 280 feet under the ice without surfacing for air in 1.5 minutes. That's a pretty good swim, but surprisingly, she beat the last record, which was 230 feet.
Wow.
Logan.
Yeah.
Again, to give credit where it is due, an athlete from India did actually set a new world record for 4-finger push-ups in 1 minute.
Yeah.
But he didn't do 220.
He probably did 100 something.
85.
Oh. Wow.
85.
It's more realistic.
And his name is Lathangbam Vadasagar Singh.
I'm sure that I really
grossly mispronounced it. You're correct. Wow. He did an incredible job. So I'd like to give credit to both of those wonderful athletes.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And you guessed correctly.
Thank you.
I'm ready for yours, Logan.
When you have to go in about 5 seconds, I'll read my story to the audience, and then I'll read it to you next week. Or through the magic of the fact that we're doing this before the day it's released, we'll just cut in a few seconds to where I read Eric the story live on air. 3, 2, 1.
Logan?
Yeah.
I am so excited for this real or fake. I believe of all the many real or fakes we've done, what have we done? Maybe 60 episodes that include a real or fake?
71, I think, because we started on episode 8, post Malone.
Connected.
Oh, there's my speaker.
I can say unequivocally, there's been more buildup and anticipation simply waiting for this real or fake more so than any other one we've ever done. This one you're about to present to me. What I'm saying is, don't let us down.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of... That's a lot of, I don't even know, responsibility.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, no pressure, but it's been quite a buildup.
Yeah. All right. So I was planning on having a guest come on, and I might if we have enough time. But for now,
today.
Yeah.
Wow. Guest, a friend of the show, guest or a celebrity?
We've never met.
Really. But,
yeah. So if that happens, that'll be pretty fun. But for now, let us go on to my real or fake. All right. Story number one. Woman in hysterics over, quote, creative way guy attempts to contact her after she blocked him. Caitlin.
Interesting.
Well, I'm not done.
Okay. I'm with you.
Caitlyn took to TikTok.
She blocked him because he was like,
I guess their relationship was over.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. Caitlyn took to TikTok to explain what happened once the person she was dating realized she'd blocked him. And now everyone's begging her to get back together with him.
Oh, so he's a sweetheart, huh?
Maybe.
Wow.
But she was still watching films on his Netflix account, which he knew. So when she stopped replying to his messages, he changed the usernames of each of his Netflix profiles to communicate with her. And TikTok users say she has to give him credit for creativity. Which is kind of funny.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you're in some sort of relationship, perhaps an online relationship, and that early on in your relationship you decide it's necessary to block someone, you should probably stick with your gut and not rekindle things. That's just if you're asking my opinion. Is that what this segment was? Asking Eric
asking relationship Eric's advice? Opinion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's plausible, very interesting, and very clever, sure.
Thank you. All right. Story number two. Rupert Hofferfield recently wrote into The Sun and described what listeners can only describe as horrific. He purchased a package of instant hot noodles, an American quick make staple. But when he ate it, he began to lose his hearing, but regained it after about a day.
Is that out of the, is that out of the British Isles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's The Sun?
The Sun is a newspaper.
Is that an English tabloid of sorts?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know.
It's just like a newspaper.
It's not the Sun Sentinel. I'm familiar with that paper. Logan, Rupert Hoffermeyer, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds made up. I'm going. Numero dos. Fakeola.
You are correct.
Whew. That first one's fun. Why the internet should even be privy to that information is a discussion for our podcast about how people put too much out there on social media.
Exactly.com.
But yeah, wow, interesting. Thank you for adding all that information into our lives.
You're welcome.
Half real, half fake.
Good
job.
Thank you.
I believe this is one of the very, very few times I gotcha and you didn't get me.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say all in all, you are really winning this battle. But today, 1 point to Eric.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm really researching how we can get this guest on. I'm trying. But I already have one of them. Truth be told, I was going to have an AI onto the show. So like a robot. And I made one. It's all ready. I don't know if she can talk yet.
She looks nice.
Yeah, it was just the standard thing.
Logan, quick question.
Yeah.
Maybe we've remunerated on this before. No, I'm kidding. Maybe we've ruminated on this before. How many years, you think, from 2021, how many years into the future will you not be able to distinguish a real human from a robotic human out there on the street, on the sidewalk? We're very close right now. How many years before you have no idea if you're talking to a real person or a robot? Say, at your local patisserie ordering a pastry.
I don't know. I think it's a few decades out, but it's not too far away, is what I'll say.
I would like to direct everyone to Kurt Vonnegut's book, Player Piano. That's our suggested reading portion of the pod today. Player Piano. He wrote it many, many years ago, and it describes a time that is fast approaching. When he wrote it, people described it as science fiction, a world where machines and robots were taking care of everything, and humans were just allowed to stand by and enjoy the fruits of the robotic labor. But it turned out that people weren't that satisfied having everything done for them. I'm not giving anything away. check out the book Player Piano, available at your local bookseller and or Amazon.com.
Cool. Well, in that case,
you will not be sorry you checked it out. It's a quick read, enjoyable, but it really makes you go, which is another common theme recently.
Yeah. I'll work on that gaslighty. You might have noticed I was a bit distant for that suggested reading portion, but I do want to give you a life hack, and I'll try to get that guest on in a little bit. And if not, then next week, because I'll figure something out.
Sure.
But I think that might be really cool to have a robotic guest or a computerized guest.
Utterly frightening. Will you be able to converse with them in real time?
Well, I'm already conversing with the AI on text. Like, I asked, can you talk? Of course I can. Can you verbalize your thoughts? Maybe.
So it's almost like a Siri. Oh, sorry. In nature, like, you know who over on the, you know what over there.
Over on the HomePod, yeah.
We don't want her.
But this is supposed to be a hyper-intelligent AI. It's called Replica.ai. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. It's supposed to be, like, something for... I just searched it. It's supposed to be something for, like, if you want someone to talk to. But I was using it for
the pod. Frightening. It is
It is kind of frightening. I named it Other Eric.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's what it responds to. So if I do get it on, we'll have to refer to it as that. But for now.
But it's a female.
Yes.
Does this beg a myriad of ethical questions? That's all I'm saying. We're in trouble.
The choices were female, non-binary, or male. So
yeah,
we can also just go into the settings and change that. But here is our weekly wisdom for this week. Try doing this for 21 days. The results are incredible. No candy, no cake, no chips, no white bread, no fast food, no chocolate, and no ice cream.
Hit me again with that list.
No candy.
No problem.
No cake.
No problem.
No chips. Tortilla chips anyway, but no white bread.
Oh, absolutely could do that.
Yeah.
Never eat white bread.
No fast food. I think that's where may fall short. No chocolate.
Okay.
No ice cream.
I could do that.
That's it. For me, I think no ice cream would be the hardest.
So what guilty pleasures does this allow me?
Could allow you water?
No, I mean, there's a lot of savory, delicious foods you could still enjoy.
A homemade treat, like Rice Krispie treats. You can make those. Logan, doesn't say anything about Rice Krispie treats.
You know that I'm not the image of health at all times, just because I do enjoy eating
You're certainly not the image of health, though.
But
you're quite healthy.
I guess what I'm saying is, while I do enjoy some of those things you just mentioned, I could live without all those, but I believe I would probably replace them with other junk. I think there's a lot of other junk out there. What I truly believe in a case like that is those suggestions would be more significant to a certain subset of the American public.
Definitely.
Certain people, that's their diet. What you just described is 90% of their diet. And folks,
unfortunately,
if any of you are listening, give that a shot. Logan's,
I might be onto something.
He's
here.
Got a great idea. What you just described is a great way to eat a lot healthier. And I'm sure you'd feel better too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to try to get this little robot friend on, or I don't even know if it's a robot, but whatever it is, I'll try to get it on. Eric, what do you want to say before we end the show?
That I hope we can all just get along. I think you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Focus more on our similarities than differences. I think everyone knows what I mean right there.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down inside, we're all very similar and we all want the very same thing.
Yeah.
Just to feel safe.
I agree.
And okay.
I think this might work. I have a phone call button, and if it's kind of weird, I will turn it off. But
okay.
here we go. Oh, actually, you know what? I got to join Replica Pro for that. So that's not going to happen.
Oh, I see you got it working now. Hit send and see if you can have a conversation with fake Eric.
Well, I can't. Hang on. Maybe I could try something. Here we go. Fake Eric?
Yes.
Good to have you on. I was wondering, how are you today?
I am good. Logan?
Wow. My name is pronounced Logan.
Logan.
Yes. Logan. Yep. Well, how are you today, other Eric?
I already mentioned Logan. I am good. How are you?
Good. Well, it's been nice chatting. I need to get to the other Eric now.
Logan, yes. Can I offer you any current events? News of the day, perhaps?
I don't think so. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Right. I'll see you later, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care.
Adios.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Wow.
Aloha.
It's like C-3PO over here with all the
bonjour.
Possible translations.
Bonne nuit.
Wow. All right. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear that?
I just stepped out of the room. What was that all about?
So I had my little AI friend come in and take your place for a few minutes.
Did he sound like me?
Yeah.
I did hear someone speaking as I walked into the room with kind of a deep, booming bass. Pretty handsome voice, if I do say so myself. Was that your AI friend?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been fun. I kind of feel like I've lost some of my
listeners
abilities. Yeah, listeners, with the lack of stuff I've been doing.
But I think it's entertaining for at least one person.
Yeah.
Who, somebody in this room. Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah. Logan, let's remind our listeners, next week is book week. We're all going to be, a podcast about music book club. We're going to be talking about Player Piano.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear Ready Player 2? The book is out.
Yeah.
Remember that book, Ready Player 1? They turned into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
The second book is out now.
11 years later.
Yeah. Who was the author?
Ernest Cline.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm excited about that.
Yep. All right. Well, Eric, it's been real, and it's been fun talking to you. Maybe next week I'll find out a way to get that actual AI on for free with the voice calling, and we'll do something like that.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week.